it ain't fun being sick. It's not fun being sick. And all of us, I mean, if we ever get sick, it's too often, isn't it? Nobody likes to be sick. And I don't like it either. But I've had too much of it in my life. And I have been wonderfully blessed the last 20-something years, almost 23 or 4 or 5 years now, to have virtually no sickness and disease. But like I've told you before, here just a couple of weeks ago, I had the closest thing to having a couple of bad days I've had in 25 years. And when I asked the Lord why, boy, he didn't have any problem showing me what I'd done wrong. Here I'm thinking, Lord, I ain't done nothing wrong. Oh, you don't think so, huh? Let me show you the ways you have messed up lately. Oh, my goodness gracious, a lie. Of course, I could have probably asked Cheryl. She could have told me, too. See? It's easy. Was it you and me last night, Dave, when you said it's amazing how we can see the splinter or speck in the other guy's eye, but yet we can't see this beam in ours? And that was last night. You and I was talking about that one. I thought, you know how right that is. Well, I can go sit down with other people and start talking with them, or Cheryl and I can start talking to people, and God will just give her, and through discerning of spirits, she'll just know what's wrong with them. And she'll tell me. And we don't even know these people. And she already knows what their sin is, but yet sometimes she and I step into sin, and we don't even see our own sin. But we can see theirs, but we don't see ours. But sometimes, you know, we just have to back off and say, okay, God, I am a human being, and I messed up just like I did the other day with the airplane. You know, but I paid dearly for that. You know, I paid dearly for that. So I don't want to go there no more. I mean, once you're afflicted a couple of times, and just like Dave, I mean, you know, if I remember right, you didn't really voice a lot of that out loud either. Sometimes you just voice it internally, and it affects you, right? Just like I did sitting out there in the airplane the other day. You know, so here I am grumbling, and I'm grumbling internally with my mouth closed, and God is hearing me like I'm screaming in His ear. Isn't that amazing? So, hey, I don't want to go there. How many of you want to walk in love? Now, let me ask the second question. How many of you are going to walk in love? Okay. One way or the other, we're going to do it, right? One way or the other, we're going to do it. So, because the king, yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say about grumbling and complaining, I have a praise report.
Oh, hold it just a second. Let me get you a microphone. We got to get this so that it can... Praise the King. Okay.
Well, you were gone, Thurman, but my daughter and son were in an inland hurricane in Watonga, Oklahoma. And it lasted 4.5 hours. And so I came to the church and we prayed. And, you know, thank God they had a generator, but then the generator quit working. And we prayed again, and immediately God gave Terry the wisdom to fix that generator. And then I kept calling my daughter, and today she said at 1 o'clock they have electricity. Because the last time something happened like that, they were 2 weeks without electric.
Wow.
So, yeah, that lasted 4.5 hours, and she said they basically stayed in the bathtub and in the hallway because it just seemed like that the wind was going to blow the windows out. And it uprooted 5 trees, knocked over the swing set and smashed it, smashed the barn. But other than that, in one window in one of their rent houses, everybody was okay. And I was just, you know, I told them I was so thankful to God.
Amen.
For protecting my children.
Praise the Lord. So you're praising Him, are you? Yes, absolutely. You know, it's amazing that we can grumble about the wind, or we can praise God for saving us through the wind, right? Because the trials and tests are going to come, right? Yes, they are. Praise the Lord. They are definitely going to come. Boy, if there's anything we've learned, they're going to come. So anyway, praise the King. We're going to praise the King. We're going to walk in love, aren't we?
Yeah.
Now, are you serious about that?
Yeah.
You're just not giving lip to that. You don't want to be afflicted, do you, Paul? Huh?
No.
Just like he said, after I went astray, I was afflicted, but now I keep your word. Isn't it amazing how these little things, God's put them all throughout the word, and how we can read these and never pick up on these things? You know, you can read through this book and I mean, the average Christian, if I tell them, I say, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that makes this statement, that if you go astray, God will afflict you. No, God would never do nothing like that to me. But it's in the book, isn't it? It's in the book. So, anyway, now we're going to go to Proverbs, and we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, and that's where we're going to start here. And this is the NLT. It said, evil words destroy one's friends. You have to be careful how you talk to your friends. You can cause all kinds of problems, can't you? Can you? Can words hurt? Oh, can they ever? You've got to have skin like a rhinoceros today. And the thicker it is, the better you are. Praise the Lord. Evil words destroy one's friends. Wise discernment rescues the godly. Wise discernment. What a shame! Almost nobody has this. Wise discernment rescues the godly. Do we need to pray for wise discernment? Oh, yes, we absolutely do. We need to pray to get rid of evil words, because it's like we got so many babies running around the ministry center now, and it's such a wonderful thing. Even little John, you know, in being raised up in a good Christian home with all kinds of Christian people around him and everything else, you don't have to teach him how to take away little toys from his little sister. He already knows how to do that. And you don't have to teach her how to scream whenever he goes over and takes something away from her. Is that true, Dave? I mean, you don't have to teach them how to do the bad stuff. They know how to do the bad stuff. All of you that have raised children know what I'm talking about, right? Your children just know how to do things mean, don't they? Yeah, you have to teach them how to walk in love. And it is really something what you have to do. Now it says, the whole city celebrates when the godly succeed. The whole city celebrates when the godly succeed. They shout for joy when the godless die. Now, you get somebody that's in office that's a godless man, and of course, now the unfortunate thing about that is, in our government today, we have a lot of men that they just profess to be godless. We know they're godless. I mean, you can see the way they do things. But then we have some of those that profess to be godless, but their works don't follow. You know, they don't follow. I mean, how many times do you know we've had men in office, even the higher offices or even the top offices, that they'll talk to a bunch of Christians and they'll tell you exactly what you want to hear? And then when they talk to a bunch of homosexuals, they'll tell them exactly what they want to hear. Is that right, James? Sure. We've seen that. I mean, we have seen that, and I think, wow. And you want to know why our nation, why we have the problems we have? Because when the Scriptures clearly says that when a nation is ruled by these godless people, we will suffer things all that we don't like. Our nation will suffer, you know, and of course, just like the storms and stuff that come through up there, all this is a repercussion from the, I'm telling you, it's a repercussion from the evil of so many people. And if the godless, some of them will be killed in that, and probably some of the godly also. But if a man and a woman or people, godly people, are walking in the full knowledge of the Word of God, when they pray and have people pray for them, then they'll be delivered out of this kind of stuff. They'll be protected. You know, I think about that young man down in Louisiana. He was Presbyterian or something like that. I forget now what he was. But he worked for me in New Orleans years ago. And whenever that big hurricane come years ago, it was going to be a big one. It was going to destroy a lot of stuff. Nothing like Katrina, none of those, but it was still a big, powerful one. And when it came in, I called him and told him, I said, now, Bruce, I said, you and your family are going to church. You're walking in love. So I said, since you're obeying God's word, I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to send his angels to protect your home and your family so no destruction befalls you or your family or your home. And I said, I'm going to guarantee you the God I serve will watch over you and protect you. I says, when that storm comes, you and your family stay in that house. Don't you get out until after the storm is gone. And I praise and worship the King for doing that. Well, the storm came. And a couple of days later, when they finally got enough telephone lines reconnected that at least he could get a line from work, he called me and said, "Thurman, this is almost unbelievable." I said, "What do you mean, Bruce?" He says, "The house across the street in front of me was blown away to the slab." He said, "There was nothing left but the concrete slab, the one just across the street in front of me." He said, "The one behind me, two-thirds of the house is gone. All the roof is gone off of it, and two-thirds of the house is destroyed." And I said, "What happened to yours?" He said, "I didn't have a shingle blown off of mine. Not one." Now, Lisa, does it do good to pray in faith when you walk in obedience to the Word? Does the King answer prayer? When you're walking in love and doing what the King says, He answers your prayer, doesn't He? Yeah. Now, what did He say up here? The whole city celebrates when the godly succeed. Now then, we're supposed to be the godly, aren't we? So we're supposed to succeed, and this is one of the times when we succeeded. So we called and we prayed and we stood on God's promises. And let me tell you, Bruce and his family was never the same after that. He saw a demonstration of God's grace and mercy over him. And that young man, I mean, he took his family to church. He went to church with them. He read the Bible to them. I mean, that young man became on fire for Jesus. So it says, they shout for joy when the godless die. Because when the godless are here and they're ruling, what happens to us? There's war. There's turmoil. You know, there's all kinds of things. And like I say, it's unfortunate that only God knows how many men and women, you know, are in our government. I mean, even local government right here in the Dallas Metroplex that are ruling us that are just as godless as they can be. I mean, you know, I think about, of course, whenever talking about New Orleans a while ago, I think about whenever they were going to have that huge homosexual parade in New Orleans. And the pastors went to the city trying to get a building permit for a church, and they wouldn't pass it. Absolutely wouldn't pass it. But yet they had passed this thing to let this parade come to town that was going to be the biggest perverted parade that ever been in New Orleans.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.